From their innovative practice facility to unmatched views from the fairway, the PGA of America is helping lower scores and elevate fan experiences with 5G solutions from T-Mobile for Business. Together, we're using AI-powered analytics to expand coaching tools and bringing fans closer to the pros with 5G-connected cameras. This is game-changing innovation. This is the PGA of America with T-Mobile for Business. Take your business further at T-Mobile.com/now.
Jake from State Farm here, hanging out with Mel's Mow & Grow. Mel chose State Farm for small business insurance because his local agent is a small business owner too. So she knew how to help him personalize his policies. And now, he's rolling in the green. Like a good neighbor. Guys, I'm trying to do the line.
Oh, sorry, Jake.
It's all good. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Talk to an agent today.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley. For the love of home.
It's Wednesday, February 5th, 2020, and I'm Dave Sobel. Two things to know today. A deep dive into an MSP breached and being sold on the dark web, and Microsoft expands its AI for Good programs. This is the Business of Tech. In a blog post yesterday, Huntress Lab describes their interaction with a cyber criminal on the dark web who was selling access to a managed services provider's online control panel on the dark web for 600 Bitcoin. In a collaboration with Datto and then ConnectWise, the team at Huntress interacted with the hacker in order to extract more information about the method of attack and to reveal clues as to the identity of the MSP in order to warn them. From the article, the criminal turned down offers of collaboration to spread ransomware in favor of someone looking for a longer-term relationship. This particular individual had mastered how to compromise IT departments and managed services providers, but was looking to build a team to help with encryption. The collaboration between the three companies did result in the MSP being notified. Notable from the hacker herself, the access to the systems is offered via RDP, and the MSP had not enabled two-factor authentication. Also notable, since the original incident, the hacker is back, offering access to another MSP up for sale. Why do we care? Let's recap the current state of affairs. We know hackers are specifically targeting MSPs. We have evidence of an economy around the sharing of these hacks. We have rampant, sophisticated ransomware attacks against companies of all sizes. We now have lawsuits from customers who've been breached. And we have government officials actively citing the situation and calling out MSPs as the reason. And we have research data that shows a 20-point drop in public trust in technology. And that's just stories I've covered on this podcast since I launched it. If you're at all surprised that this is happening, you're not paying attention. And if you know someone surprised by this, share this episode, or the others I've done, or the videos I've done. Please, seriously. I'm not going to go on a rant on multi-factor authentication or any technology angle, because you've probably heard it. I think it should not go without saying that actual incompetence on the part of solution providers is an issue here. This may not be popular to say, but it's true. Vendors don't want to call out their solution providers, but there are real screw-ups in the marketplace. The bar is getting higher, and what used to be good enough isn't anymore. But there are some out there out of their depth. The article references the informal MSP ISAC established to communicate threats among vendors. There was also the creation of the Technology Solution Provider Information Sharing and Analysis Organization at IT Nation, and for me, this was the only notable announcement to come out of the event back in November, which was mostly drowned out by the much more irrelevant purchase of Continuum. The fact we already have two seemingly competing groups to share information seems really stupid, and I'd wonder why CompTIA hasn't stepped in to lead this. This portion of the industry isn't big enough to have any level of fracture. Vendors, seriously. Spend some money on this problem. Visibly fund a single organization, which should be a formal, not-for-profit, with exposed financials so everyone can see what's going on here. get really serious about security. It needs to move from a marketing effort to some real hardening of the products, independent assessments, and some actual effort to make these incredibly dangerous tools more secure. I mentioned physical security keys yesterday as one idea. Providers, you should really have no tolerance for vendors here that aren't offering secure products. The cost of switching just went massively down when you compare against the ransom. A provider yesterday revealed online their entire remote control system was compromised, and the ransom was $400,000. The Huntress article notes that the compromise was being sold for 600 Bitcoin, which by my math is $5.7 million. How's the switching cost now? Microsoft has added a new program to its AI for Good, adding AI for Health to existing programs. The funding for the project is $40 million over 4 years. The AI for Good projects apply lessons from software to AI technologies under development. The three areas for the initiative are, quote, to accelerate medical research around prevention, diagnosis, and treatment of diseases, generate new insights around mortality and longevity, and improve health equity by increasing access to care for underserved populations, end quote. Why do we care? These programs are great opportunities for those in particular verticals. There's AI for Earth, AI for Accessibility, AI for Humanitarian Action, and AI for Cultural Heritage Projects. These grants are programs to be aware of as they partner to deliver. Thanks for listening to The Business of Tech. Today's episode is brought to you by our YouTube channel. With a link in the show notes and at msbradio.com, you can subscribe and get video versions of stories and access to our live streams, as well as episodes of the podcast if you want to share it right away with a colleague. It makes the content even easier to share with someone you think needs to know about a particular story or angle. Yesterday I say it slow, and today there's this story. I felt this was very much worth a deep dive and an expansion on the topic, and wanted to make some core points. If you agree with me, share it around. If you don't, tell me so. I want to hear about it. My email is dave@msbradio.com, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.
From a flat tire in the city to a dead battery on a distant drive, AAA is partnering with T-Mobile for Business to accelerate response times and get more drivers back on the road fast. Our nationwide connectivity powers location telematics, so AAA's fleet can find stranded drivers quickly while being fully equipped with the in-vehicle tools to have answers when they get there. This is elevating the member experience. This is AAA with T-Mobile for Business. Take your business further at T-Mobile.com/now.
Jake from State Farm here, hanging out with Mel's Mow & Grow. Mel chose State Farm for small business insurance because his local agent is a small business owner, too. So she knew how to help him personalize his policies. And now, he's rolling in the green. Like a good neighbor. Guys, I'm trying to do the line.
Oh, sorry, Jake.
It's all good. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Talk to an agent today.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.